Passover weekend happening in a few days, and I've really been trying to get my head and heart into gear for what that means. It's a time that we reflect on the crucifixion and the death of Jesus and the resurrection and what that means for us. It's such an incredibly special time of the year for us to just reflect on exactly what that means. It's incredible because it's the whole salvation gift that has been given to us. And it's such an immense gift. But sometimes I think it becomes something that we just become so aware of, and it's something that we know. And I think it's really good for us just to reflect and remind ourselves exactly of the magnitude of the gift that we've been given. And because of the Passover weekend coming up, the idea of a gift has really been on my heart and on my mind. Now, I don't know how you feel about gifts and gift giving. For me, I love getting gifts. I think everyone does love getting a gift. But I have a friend in particular who a gift means so much to, whether it's just picking a flower out of a garden or stopping to get her a small chocolate. It doesn't have to be a big or expensive or elaborate gift, but just that gift, it communicates so much to her, and it means so much. And there's three things that I think a gift really communicates that I'm going to encourage you with to carry on just in your thought process and as you process Passover weekend coming up. The first thing about a gift is that it's completely intentional. The intentionality behind a gift is significant. We don't just give someone a gift by mistake, or just by the by. It's not a coincidence that we just hand someone a gift. It takes absolute intentionality. We need to think about the person and then go and buy them something or pick them that flower intentionally. There's such a plan behind it. When we go and think, oh, I should get that person something today. And so I physically get in my car and I go and I spend the money or I pick the flower. There's a plan and a purpose to it. And God had such a plan and a purpose with this gift that He's given us, the gift of salvation through His Son, through sending His Son to be crucified and then to rise again, to give us eternal life. There's such a plan and a purpose in that. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, it says, "Therefore, the Lord will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So even right from the beginning, with Adam and Eve in the garden and that sin entering the world, making it a fallen world and separating us from God, He already had a plan and a purpose in place to reconcile us to Him, to send His only Son, Emmanuel, God with us. After that separation, He had a plan and a purpose, such intentionality behind His gift, that should serve as such a reminder of His goodness and His grace to us, and such an encouragement for whatever we might be going through. God is an intentional God. The second thing about a gift is that it's thoughtful. In order to give someone a gift, we must have thought about them. We must have thought, I want to make them happy, or I want to encourage them today. I don't know how you give someone a gift, but some people like flowers, some people like chocolates. It's good to find out what that person likes before you give it to them. That all indicates thoughtfulness before the actual gift is even given. And just the fact that God thought of us in giving this gift, His Son, is such an encouragement. There's that verse in John 3, verse 16, which we all probably know already and love and can recite off by heart, but it really shows God's thoughtfulness in this instant. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life." For God so loved the world. It is all coming from a place of thinking of us, of loving us, of caring for us. Can you fathom the God of the universe thinking of you and me when sending His only Son to come and die on a cross? That is such an incredible gift. And it just brings me so much gratitude in my heart, just overflowing to think that He thought of us. So a gift is intentional. It's thoughtful. And thirdly, it doesn't need anything in return. When I give someone a gift, I don't expect them to give me anything back. I don't necessarily even expect a thank you. I just feel so much joy in giving them that gift. It doesn't require them to do anything. With this gift that God has given us, the gift of salvation, we don't need to give anything back to Him. All we need to do is believe and have faith. What do we need to do? Well, Jesus answered in John 6, verse 29. God wants you to have faith in the one he has sent. That's all he asks of us. He gives us this immense gift, and all he says is, have faith, believe. A gift is intentional, it's thoughtful, and it doesn't require anything from us. So I want to encourage you this week, as you just reflect on these scriptures, and you think about Passover weekend coming up, that you will really be motivated this week to be a gift to someone. Buy someone a chocolate, pick them a flower, write them an encouraging note, whatever it is, be the gift in someone's life and in their circumstances this week. Send them a prayer, send them an encouragement. And after you've been a gift to them, I want to encourage you to tell them about the gift, the ultimate gift of salvation. Whether that may mean inviting someone to watch online church with you on Good Friday or on Easter Sunday, on Passover Sunday, whatever that may mean, step out in that this week. Invite them to take communion with you. We have these amazing communion boxes available. Take that with them. Be a gift this week in someone's life and invite them to take part in the ultimate gift. Introduce them to the ultimate gift of salvation and the bringer of life, Jesus Christ, and what God did for us this Passover weekend. So I really pray that you're going to have a blessed week. Thank you for joining us this morning. I pray that this encourages you as you step out in boldness and faith this week to be a gift and introduce those to the gift.